guys, and welcome to another episode of the Legal Corner podcast. I'm your host, Brittany, a first-class LLB graduate from Liverpool John Moores University. And I just want to start by saying I'm really sorry, guys, that I haven't posted a podcast in such a long time. I've found it really hard to get some free time to actually research and discuss a topic. So over the Christmas period, I was working two jobs, and now I'm doing the LPC full-time and working part-time, so it has been really difficult to find some time to sit down and talk. But today I'm going to be discussing a topic that is very close to my heart, and it's more of a message of urgency to anyone who wears or buys fur. I feel like this is something that I really need to speak about, and I wanted to discuss in a lot more detail with my listeners to make people more aware of what type of industry that they are buying into and why the European Union should rule for an outright ban on fur farming. So it is obviously important to note that fur farming is the pinnacle of concern for animal welfare, and that is simply because fur is a luxury item and it's not essential for human health or welfare. So causing suffering for something so unnecessary, in my opinion, is morally wrong. In addition to this, many EU citizens agree with this, and many are opposed to fur. And I think that a lot of people are aware of the scrutiny that the fur industry gets, and rightly so, because in my opinion, animals' lives do have value above their products. And while it is all very important that this is an important part of the debate against fur, this is not my focus on today's argument. So just a little bit of background, the fur farming is still rife within the European Union, which actually dominates 60% of the industry. So with fur under heavy criticism and the EU being lobbied to reform animal welfare laws, Fur Europe, which is actually the Fur Breeders Association, created Welfur to assess and harmonise the objectives of animal welfare legislation in the EU. So they did this basically so that the European Union don't need to regulate the fur farms themselves. It's hypothetically being taken care of by the fur industry. However, welfare is met with scepticism as it does not carry the weight of scientific evidence. I'm going to discuss how welfare claims to set standards in line with EU regulation are actually questionable, and I want to do this by examining the laws and recommendations that have been put in place by the European Union and then comparing them to regulations that are upheld by welfare, and then comparing them and seeing if they actually do support and are in line and in spirit with the European Union legislation and regulation. So I just want to obviously put a disclaimer out there that this is all from my own research and to support my own opinions. Obviously, go away and do your own research on fur farming yourself. But I just want to illustrate how, in my opinion, welfare, instead of adequately implement EU law and regulation, they actually undermine it. So fur is widely produced within the EU, as I discussed. And while there is legislation for animals, it is actually quite limited, and therefore I will be drawing upon EU recommendations to support my argument. So to start with, the only legislation that covers fur farming animals is Directive 9858 EC from the European Union, and that states that no animal shall be kept for fur farming purposes if it causes a detrimental effect on the animal's health or welfare. Now I want you to remember this because I will be referring to it throughout my discussion. So some EU member states have actually opted for an outright ban of fur farming because they believe that animal welfare standards simply cannot be met for fur farmed animals. The European Council of Recommendation concerning fur farmed animals clarified the EU stance, stating that no animal shall be kept for its fur if the animal cannot adapt without welfare problems, and that animals should be kept in according to their scientific needs and scientific knowledge. So as discussed, the European Fur Breeders Association created the Welfur Project to assess and harmonise European fur farms in line with EU regulation. Their aims are to create a transparent view of welfare, reflective of European Commission and based on science. Now this is all coming from their own websites and from their own claims. And I'm going to use this word lightly, and welfare claims to promote the implementation of e-legislation between each member state, acting according to their own claims. They also say that they're EU-based scientific reference for regulation and control. So let us start with feeding and watering for the animals. So the European Convention for the Protection of Animals Kept for Fur Farming Purposes states, animals shall be provided with food in a water and water in a manner with having regard to their species. Now, while fur claims to uphold this EU regulation and states that animals do not suffer prolonged hunger and thirst. Now, that is great. However, the fur farming industry overfeeds animals to increase pelt size, and obviously this is to increase their profit margin. The bigger the animal, the more fur that they can get from them. So Utalia, who is an animal protection expert, stated, it is common for caged blue foxes to weigh about 20 kilograms within fur farms, while in the wild, the blue foxes will actually weigh 3 to 4 kilograms. So this is actually a drastic difference of 4 times above what blue foxes weigh in their natural habitat. Fur animals would not overeat in the wild, as overfeeding has a detrimental effect on their welfare. And coming back to the directive which we discussed before, which obviously states animals cannot be kept for fur farming purposes if it has detrimental effect on their welfare. So obviously the law should evolve with scientific discoveries. So when fur breeders create unnaturally big animals, it actually harms their health. However, welfare claims to provide good feeding, despite EU conventions stating that animals should be fed in regard to their species, which overfeeding actually totally disregards that completely. Overfeeding animals to a weight that is 4 times their natural weight is clearly not upholding EU recommendation. Welfare acknowledges that overfeeding causes animals pain, yet they wait until 15% of foxes have severely bent feet from overfeeding before intervention. Now, let's just take a minute to think about what that actually means. That means that the animals are being fed, so they're so heavy, their feet are actually bending. And obviously that's not healthy, that's not right, and it's quite disgusting really. But welfare obviously waits until 15% of foxes on a fur farm have bent feet before they intervene. So an animal could still be overweight, but not have bent feet, and welfare won't do anything about it. And even if they do have bent feet, they've got to wait until 15% of foxes have that condition before they actually do anything about it. So obviously, to put that into perspective, some farms have thousands of foxes. And that means that hundreds of foxes could have bent feet on one farm, which obviously causes them agonizing pain. And then that's just one farm. But then think about the fact that we have hundreds of fur farms that could all be doing the same. That means there's going to be thousands of foxes that are experiencing bent feet and this agonizing pain. And it's just not right. Yet this is considered good welfare to welfare. I just completely disagree. In addition, welfare also awards farms that give the status quo of cage sizes, which is actually recommended by the European Council. However, I want to paint an image for you. These are shoebox size cages and they constitute as good welfare. Welfare should really change cages to accommodate to the particular species, as evidence and EU law suggests. So fur farm animals are still motivated to perform the same activities as their wild counterparts. So this means that basically they cannot run, swim, as they would in the wild, anything that they can do, even though they are still motivated to perform those activities. And as the EU law suggests, cages should be adopted to science, and clearly welfare is preventing fur farms from enhancing and adapting their cages to comfort the animals. The Council of European recommendation concerning fur farm animals states that every animal should have a platform within its cage, and welfare actually fails to uphold this, despite foxes in particular showing a strong preference to having platforms in their cages. And they don't uphold this because foxes who have a platform have poor fur quality. Therefore, only foxes with cubs are given one. The fact that welfare claims to be the reference reflective of EU standards is actually futile in this respect. They fail to uphold simple EU statute, which hinders the EU's capability of implementing legislation properly and in accordance to the animals' welfare needs. Additionally, animals do suffer negative emotional states when they're in captivity. So obviously they experience this because of things like frustration, which illustrates that the animal is coping badly. So during assessments, Welfur only spends 5 hours on a farm. Critically, in my opinion, this is not enough time to collect data and judge whether there is good welfare. Additionally, Welfur checks the animal's emotional state by poking them with a stick, which constitutes as part of their science-based methods. Welfur's overall, so this is the scoring system that they have, allows farms with good scores in one area to overshadow scores within another. So for example, a farm with small cage sizes which do not meet the recommendation will get away with it if they have good practices in other areas such as feeding. And that's how they score the fur farms. If Welfur acted in accordance with EU regulation, they should penalise a single violation of welfare. However, they do not. And even when a farm fails the assessment, they may escape being penalised, as Welfur has not actually stated what the penalty will be for farms that fail their assessments, which can allow farms that have breached welfare laws to escape prosecution. Now, again, the European Council Regulation 1999 and 2009 states animals are to be spared any avoidable pain and suffering during their killing and related operations. Welfur allows foxes to be handled with neck tongs, and this is because it allows the handler avoid being bitten, as the foxes will often show signs of distress in response to being captured. Now, the use of these neck tongs actually ignores EU regulation, which strictly prohibits such use on devices. Yet Welfur continues to use these methods and allow fur farms to use neck tongs on foxes. So Welfur again crosses swords with the EU standards as they continue to allow inhumane killing methods, which are just horrific. So for example, often animals are still awake, experiencing heart attacks and excruciating pain at the time of killing. These methods obviously fail to meet EU regulation, as they do not mitigate the animal's suffering in any way. Continuing to allow these methods cripples EU laws having their desired impact, which is obviously to protect animal welfare and obviously to not put any animals in horrible pain just before their killing period or any part of their life, because it's just not right. In fact, EU recommendation concerning fur animals acknowledges that there's been little domestication process to alter the animal's behavioural needs. Welfur submits that animals raised in captivity are better at coping with cage conditions, allying concerns that fur animals are not domesticated. But scientific evidence suggests that cramped cages compromise their natural behaviours, leading to psychological disorders. The barren cages causes stress to the animal, often leaving to irritation, self-mutilation and fur chewing. And in some extreme cases, self-mutilation can lead to chewed off limbs. The European Council stated the environment has to fulfil the animal's biological needs rather than trying to adapt to the animals to that environment. So, for example, mink would need water to swim to be kept on fur farms to alleviate their stress. In addition, the council added, where there is self-mutilation on a farm, the housing system shall be changed appropriately so that welfare of the animals is improved. If these measures are not sufficient, then production should be suspended. Now, Welfur claims, and I quote, that when animals are experiencing abnormal behaviours, these are only apparent during their feeding times, and that they do provide animals with enrichment toys to keep them stimulated. By the way, these enrichment toys are actually, in a lot of cases, just a piece of wood for the animals to like gnaw on, and that's what is constituted as enrichment, which is just ridiculous. Anyway, so a study on chinchillas shows that even with the reuse of enrichment toys, abnormal behaviours are still apparent, which obviously reflects the animal's fear, stress and frustration related to their external environments. The entertainment that is currently in place is just simply not enough. Welfur has not appropriately changed houses, as stated by European Council. Instead, they had feebly attempted to make it seem like they're accommodating to the animal's needs by simply throwing in a piece of wood. So, I could go on forever, but these are just a few of the things that I've pointed out. So the points that I have discussed show that fur farming is not really in the spirit of the 1998 directive, as I just discussed at the beginning of this podcast. In fact, welfare prevents what has been required in law, which is to respond to welfare science. And welfare claims to be the latest scientific reference for animal welfare. In fact, when obviously animal activists bring up these claims to welfare go back on themselves and basically say that they don't act primarily in accordance with any EU legislation, which then, in my opinion, negate all affirmation that they reflect any EU regulations or legislation, despite that being their initial claim to the European Union and its people. So welfare fails to act following science recommended by the EU, nor do they act in compliance with EU regulations. So in my opinion, for them to label themselves as the EU-based standards is horrifically deceitful. EU law states that welfare needs must be met, and if they cannot be met, then fur farming should be suspended. Welfare's smokescreen of fictitious claims prevents EU regulators from self-regulating and growing with emerging scientific evidence, which, if used as legally stated, would reflect the existence of fur farming is contrary to EU provisions, and welfare self-appointing themselves to quote-unquote handle the situation restricts EU laws being implemented, making the regulatory framework powerless to safeguard animal welfare. To put it simply, do you really believe an industry built on killing animals for fur will efficiently self-regulate themselves? In my opinion, I don't think so. And why would they? It generates too much profit from the maltreatment and slaughter of animals. So I'm just going to leave you to decide on that and do your own research. But that is my argument for today. And that is all I have time for today, but please, please, please show your support by sending this episode to anyone who buys or wears fur to help educate them and spread the word about what is actually happening in those fur farms. Again, thank you for listening. If you haven't already, follow me on Instagram at The Legal Corner and visit my blog www.thelegalcorner.co.uk for more discussions and relatable student law blogs. That's all I have time for now, guys. Speak to you soon.